This message is brought to you by the First Filipino Seventh-day Adventist Church of New Jersey.
You know, if I call somebody just, I'm probably just saying he's a good guy. But if God calls somebody just, we know that there's something special about that person. Everybody knows Noah, right? And in Genesis, and you don't have to turn to this, but in Genesis chapter 6, verse 9, Noah is called a just man and a perfect man who walked with God, meaning that he was blameless and he had integrity. And then we all know Job, and in Job chapter 1, verse 1, we're told by God that Job was blameless and upright. And saying that someone is upright, because I didn't know what that meant, so I looked it up in the dictionary. Upright is the same thing as saying that someone is honest, honorable, moral, ethical, righteous, noble, and incorruptible. Now, for God to call somebody just, he takes into account all those meanings. Joseph, being a just man, he was thinking about putting her away. Who's her? Mary. Or divorcing her secretly. Which is a nice, you know, he could have just said, get out and what would have happened then? Because back then, what happens with someone she would have been stoned for what she did, for being an adulteress, right? She would have been stoned to death. So Joseph had compassion. He didn't want to just put her out. He wanted to divorce her secretly to save her that trouble and that embarrassment. But because Joseph was a just man, he brought it to the Lord in prayer. It doesn't say that he prayed to the Lord, but we know that if he's a just man, he's communicating with the Lord. So he brought it to the Lord in prayer. We can be 100% sure of that. And then if we read in Matthew chapter 1, verse 20 through 21, we read, "But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, 'Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit, and she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. For he will save his people from their sins.'" Now, as it says, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. All of us know that what we're thinking about as we lay down to go to sleep, that's in our mind throughout the night. And usually if we're having a dream or whatever, that's going to be, you know, in with it. But if he's bringing this to the Lord, he's asking the Lord, "Lord, guide me. What should I do?" The Lord already knows what Joseph wants to do, but the Lord doesn't care what Joseph wants to do. The Lord knows that Joseph is coming to me, asking me, "What should I do, Lord?" So the Lord gives him a vision in his dream from an angel telling him what to do. And he's also telling him that Mary is pregnant of the Holy Spirit. She's with child from the Holy Spirit, and that she's going to bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, which means God saves, right? And as it says, "For he will save his people from their sins." And Joseph, being a just man, somebody who walks with God, he has to know the scriptures, right? And knowing the scriptures, how important is that? Because now he knows that the vision that he had in his dream, it's God talking to him. Why? Because if we turn to Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, we read, "Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." Emmanuel translated, God with us, right? So here, he's being told that they're going to name the kid, the boy Jesus, God with us, right? Or, I'm sorry, God saves. And he knows that in Isaiah, it tells that the virgin, Mary, is going to conceive a son and name him, and his name shall be Emmanuel, translated God with us. And then Joseph, knowing the scriptures, he must also know Micah chapter 5 verse 2, where it reads, "But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah is mentioned in order to distinguish Bethlehem from another Bethlehem in Zebulun." So here he knows that he knows which Bethlehem they're talking about, and we'll get to why that's important in a minute. But then it also says, "Though you are little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of you shall come forth to me the one to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth are from old, from everlasting." Whose goings forth are from old, from everlasting? God, right? So God knew that Joseph walked with him and followed his guiding. Sent an angel to assure him that it's true. Mary is pregnant and she is carrying a child, but it's of the Holy Spirit. And Joseph believed that. He had faith in that. Now let's read Matthew chapter 1, verse 24 and 25, where it says, "Then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took to him his wife, and did not know her till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus." All right. So Joseph, following God's command, took Mary as his wife. And he knew from the scriptures she's a virgin. And he obeyed the scriptures that she's a virgin. He knew the angel told him she's pregnant of the Holy Spirit, right? "The virgin shall be with child." Here she is, a virgin with pregnant. So he didn't have any relations with her. Had he had relations with her, she's no longer a virgin. So he trusted the scriptures and he obeyed. And while Mary was still pregnant, a decree or authoritative order went out from Caesar Augustus, that all the world should be registered to his own city. And as it says in Luke chapter 2, verse 4 through 7, "Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem." The Bethlehem we just spoke about. That's why it's important, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Right? So, but then if we look at Matthew chapter 2, verse 1 through 12, it tells us that Herod the king had sent wise men to find the young child and bring word to him as to where the child was. And that after the wise men found him, and then they worshipped him and gave their gifts to the young child, they departed. And being divinely warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they went back to their hometown, but they didn't pass through where Herod was. They didn't bring word back to Herod. And then if we read in Matthew chapter 2, verse 13 through 15, it says, now when they departed, behold, now what they're talking about, now when the wise men departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph again in a dream, saying, arise, take the young child and his mother, flee to Egypt, and stay there until I bring you word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night and departed for Egypt. Once again, we see how Joseph walks with or follow God's leading. Because he arose, as soon as he arose, he took his family, not to his hometown, not to where he wanted to be. He took him to Egypt. Now, I'm sure that Joseph said, first, you're giving me a lady who's already pregnant, but I trust you that it's with the Holy Spirit, and that now we have the son that you promised, and that here he is. We call him Jesus, just as you had asked me to or told me to. But now I can't even raise my family where I want to. Now I have to go to Egypt. So he trusted the Lord, and he went to Egypt to raise his child. And then while they were in Egypt, what happened? Herod the king had all the male children who were in Bethlehem, right where they had the kid, and in all its surrounding districts, because Herod figured maybe he went outside the city, you know. All 2 years old and under put to death. It's referred to as the massacre of the innocents. That's very sad. But Satan will go to any lengths to stop our Lord and Savior. But thanks be to God that he has humble servants who follow his word. Joseph has that faith in the Lord. And then we read in Matthew chapter 2, verse 19 through 23. Now when Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt. They're still in Egypt, saying, arise, take the young child and his mother to the land of Israel, for those who sought the young child's life are dead. Then he arose, took the young child and his mother, and came into the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was reigning over Judea instead of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. And being warned by God in a dream, he turned aside into the region of Galilee and came and dwelt in a city called Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophets, he shall be called a Nazarene. Now, it doesn't say how long Joseph stayed in Egypt, but he stayed there obediently, waiting for what? Waiting for the Lord to guide him out, or to send word to him. And he did, in a dream. He was, no matter how long it was, I'm sure every day, maybe every week, but continually he was asking the Lord to give me word so I can go to my own hometown. And he waited there obediently for the Lord to give him word. And then as they leave, to where? To Israel, where the Lord is guiding them, he realizes that even though Herod's dead, his son is there. So he remembers, Herod wanted to kill my son. Maybe Herod's son wants to do the same. So the Lord, he would have followed the Lord right through where Herod's son was. And the Lord knew that he was scared, so he guided him around to Nazareth. So we see that no matter what Joseph did, every step that he made, it was through the Lord's leading, through a dream. Now, I before I found faith, if somebody told me, the Lord told me to do this or that, I would have thought, you're nuts. No, seriously, I would have thought, you don't know what you're talking about. Why? How would God tell you to do something like that? But I do know that through prayer, I do get guided into different things. What I want to do is changed all of a sudden. Now I'm doing what I believe in my heart the Lord is telling me to do. And if there's something that I feel that this is what the Lord wants me to do, I always open up my Bible and bring it to the Lord. I look for the Lord's word. I pray. I try to keep in constant communion with the Lord, asking him to guide me. And it's really weird because for 2 years I prayed to the Lord, get me away from working on the Sabbath, get me away. And when I was in Buffalo that one night, I can't believe how much I felt in my heart. The Lord is telling me what to do to get away from the Sabbath. And I did it. It was scary to do it, but I did it because I felt it in my heart. I even called my wife and asked her, told her, I really feel that this is the Lord leading me. She said, well, then do it. So I did it. Yeah, not because it's my wife. Two become one, so we both have to be on the same page. And then 3 weeks later, I found another job. But I was being offered the job, but I didn't mention the Sabbath yet. But I knew the Lord wants me to put him first. So I put him first. Boy, was I nervous about doing that. But as soon as I told the hiring manager I won't work on the Sabbath, his immediate response was not a problem. I couldn't thank the Lord more. I was so happy. And now I'm looking for another job because they're moving to Tennessee. I was confused. Am I going to Tennessee? Am I not? I had my foot going there. I was back and forth. And the time that I thought I didn't want to go is because I didn't want to go. But then I was thinking, things were changing at work, things are happening different. Maybe the Lord wants me to go. I thought like that for about not even a week. And then the Lord told me, you're not going. And I believe that. And it's hard because if I go to Tennessee, I keep my job. It's easier to live down there. I have a job to provide for my family. But you know what? The Lord provides. So whether it be there or here, the Lord will provide. And I'm sorry if I'm getting off the subject, but that's why I really love coming to prayer meetings on Wednesdays. I love it. I love coming to Bible study on Friday nights. I love being here on the Sabbath. Even the board meetings, I like going because they're really dragging this on. I want to go. But it's because, and I'll tell you why. The why is because when I'm there, and wherever it is, at parties, at people's houses, I like it because praying is involved. And I know that the people that I'm talking to there are going to reaffirm my faith. They're going to lift me up through their kindness. Let's turn to Romans chapter 1, verse 17, where we read, "For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith." I want to live by faith. Am I calling myself just? No, I'm not. That's for God to do. But I want to have that faith that no matter what it means, I'm going to do it because no one else said to do it but the Lord. I always want to have my ears tuned to what he's saying. Joseph did. And he became the stepdad of Jesus, right? So everything we read about Joseph, the husband of Mary, shows us of his faith, right? He's not mentioned a lot in the Bible, but every verse I read to you, and there are a couple more, but every verse I read to you tells you, you have to know the faith that he had. Had I met Evelyn, and she was already pregnant, unless the Lord told me it was from the Holy Spirit, I wouldn't be with her. But I know that the Lord wouldn't have told me that. Why? It's already fulfilled through Joseph. But anyway, we see that Joseph, He faithfully followed the Lord's leading by taking Mary to be his wife, even though she was pregnant, and not by him, because he never had any relations with her. So he knew that here she is pregnant. The Holy Spirit told me. He took God at his word. He faithfully believed the Lord that conceived in her was that of the Holy Spirit. He faithfully brought her as his wife to be registered with her in Bethlehem, which is the house of his lineage, Jesus' lineage. He faithfully followed the Lord's leading into Egypt and stayed there until the Lord sent word. The Lord tells me to go to Alaska until I send for you. I hope I would listen to him, but I have to stay in constant communion with him to know whether that's where he's leading me or not. Joseph did. He faithfully stayed there until the Lord, and only the Lord, told him, go back. He turned from Judea when warned by the Lord, not when he wanted to, because he was afraid. He waited till the Lord told him, go around. Not much more is mentioned about Joseph in the Bible, other than the fact that he brought his family to Jerusalem at the Feast of the Passover. And the only mention of that is when Jesus was 12 years old, because at the time that was the customary time to bring your son to the Passover. But anyway, so we could be pretty sure that throughout Jesus' life, up until at least he was 12, because that's the last real mention of Joseph, that Joseph shared that faith with his family, with Jesus. He had a lot to do with Jesus growing up. And I don't think God would have chose just anybody to raise his son. He chose a just man, a man who had such faith to follow the Lord's leading. I hope and pray that we all could have that faith. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 through 6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Is that not beautiful? We should wake up every morning and read that. Read that and trust that and believe that in your heart. Because at this point, from what I've learned, I know I can't do it on my own. And it saddens me when I see people outside who really think that they have it all under control. I don't mean to judge them and think that about them, but you see it in the way that they act and everything, right? I mean, not that I'm perfect or anything, or I'm always acting just as Joseph, because I don't. But I pray that I will continue seeking the Lord for the rest of my days. And as I continue to seek the Lord, I always want to be able to put everyone else first. Not myself. Because I think by doing that, the Lord might know that I want to do it his way and not mine. Thank you.